USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
The Speaker told President Biden to expect separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met him last week. The Biden administration wants another $100 million in aid for both Israel and Ukraine. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and a UCLA supply chain expert are reporting the cost of Halloween candy is up 13% this year. Candy is more expensive due to the rising cost of ingredients, labor, and transportation. The average U.S. household is expected to spend about $35 on candy this year. That's up from $30 in past years. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The initial autopsy results for actor Matthew Perry are inconclusive and pending a toxicology report.
The Friends star was found dead in his hot tub at home in Los Angeles Saturday of an apparent drowning at the age of 54. Further investigation is being requested, with the cause of death still listed as deferred. The L.A. County Medical Examiner says the conclusion will likely not be released for several weeks. I'm Dave Collins.
Two construction workers are hurt after a restaurant under renovation partially collapsed in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Officials say a construction worker was in the basement when part of the 143-year-old building partially fell Saturday. It took crews 2 hours to free the workers from the debris at the Union Street location. Officials say the owner plans to tear down the restaurant completely and build a new one. An international Red Cross official is calling the small number of trucks getting into Gaza with humanitarian aid a drop in the ocean.
It's only a small fraction of what the Gaza Strip and Gazans need today.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Red Cross International Committee Director General Robert Martini said 6 trucks of aid arrived in Gaza on Friday and 3 more made it on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter Biden, is long overdue. Some lawmakers are accusing President Biden of selling his votes in Washington to foreign entities. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.